Welcome back to The Edge, the weekly look at the art world. From art exhibitions to musical performances, dance, publications, books, events, films and much more. And if you have any questions regarding any of the guests that we have today, and we have got a few, our next guest this hour is Nasreen Al-Tamimi, and she is the co-founder of Tasmina, a platform designed to raise awareness of social responsibility in city and community making. Tasmina promotes open, critical, cross-cultural dialogues and collaborative engagements of local and global communities, students, educators and professionals through a series of laboratories, workshops, competitions, forums and exhibitions. Nasreen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Nasreen, Tasmina is holding some MENA labs at the Jam Jar in Al Khuz. What's a MENA lab?
Okay, a MENA lab is it's actually a research-based workshop series. Mm-hmm. And it's under a main initiative started by Tasmina, which was a non-profit organization co-founded by myself, Yunsen Chongxing and Adina Hempel, both professors at Zayed University. And the MENA series' main aim is to actually get people to actively contribute to city making. And MENA Lab is the first starting point of that, where we have a workshop series open to everyone in the community, and we invite them to come and walk in the city and then sit down and actually interact with each other, thinking about everything that they observed while they walked in the city.
Okay, so why, how did you, okay, this MENA Lab is in Al Khuz.
Yes.
And it's around the area. Why did you focus on Al Khuz, and why is this important for that area?
Okay, there's a couple of reasons. The first one would be like our first MENA Lab, which happened in 2010, we were focusing on four different areas, and Al Khuz was one of them. And the topic for that was designing change. So we were looking at areas in Dubai that had a change happening in them. And they were Al Ghous, Al Khor, the creek area, Business Bay, and Satwa. And then we were really lucky to actually collaborate with the Jam Jar, which are actual inhabitants of the Al Ghous area. And they also, because Tasmina is really into looking at what people in the community need. And they're the inhabitants of Al Ghous, and they've come up to us and said, you know, there is a need to sit down and study this area. We would love it for everyone in the public to actually get a chance to walk around Al Ghous and discover what's there.
Okay, so how does it work? If I'm interested in perhaps going along, what happens when I sign up? And we'll give everyone the details of how to do that.
At the end,
but what will I be doing if I go along to this?
Okay, when you first come, it's going to be starting with some discovery walks, where basically we're going to have a couple of maps. There's four different quadrants to the Al Ghous industrial area, and we're going to be sending people out there for a couple of hours to do their own kind of discovery. And they can decide how they want to do it. Of course, we would like them to collect objects, take photographs, whatever kind of observation they personally want to make, it's up to them. And then we'll be compiling all the information that everyone's collected throughout our walks, which will be happening on the 8th of October and the 15th of October, in a workshop on the 29th of October. And from there, there's going to be another stage, which they'll find out about later.
Okay, so how do I take part in this? And are you targeting anyone in particular to participate?
Well, we would like to invite, I mean, a wider part of the community would be better, because we've noticed that in previous events that we've had in MENA Labs, that we actually seem to attract people mainly from the design community and the arts and culture background. Mm-hmm. But really, we would like to get a much wider spectrum of people. And we've also seemed to be getting a lot of students because of our own social networks, and both Yunsen and Adina are professors, and then artists because of spaces like, you know, the Jam Jar and other collaborators that we've worked with. But really, it's like, we would like kids.
We
would like
a broad section.
Yeah, really, really broad section of, and of course, a range of nationalities as well.
So there's no age limits, and there's no
not at all
any height restrictions. Or
not at all. No.
Okay, well, that's good to know. But in your past MENA Labs, what kinds of actions have been put into place? As far as the purpose of the MENA Labs go, it is, you know, you talk about building communities.
True.
How successful have they been in the past, and what kind of examples could you give us as to the results of a MENA Lab?
Okay, I'll give you an example. I mean, we've had two. The first one, which was a really big one, was happened in Bastakia in 2010, January, February, for 5 days. And we had, it was a really big group. It was like 56 participants, but we had 16 tutors, and some of them came from an international escape. And just Bastakia was so alive for these 5 days. Everybody would come in at 8 o'clock in the morning and wouldn't leave until 10 o'clock at night.
Fantastic.
This kind of issues they looked at was cultural awareness, going around talking to people in Al Khor. What came out of it are some courses, like as Yunsen is teaching in Zayed University, there was a lot of labs that were focusing on Satwa. And there was a lot of interesting stories that came out of people that lived in Satwa. And that raised a lot of interest for students who were doing like their final projects, senior projects. And they based their design projects on Satwa. There are actually, Tasmina aims to do much more concrete things where we'd like to actually build something. But we haven't reached that stage yet. We're taking it step by step.
So now when you say build something, what let's say,
okay, I'll give you the example of Algos as we're talking about that.
Yeah.
Let's say we do these discovery walks. We have a number of labs and people come up with a certain area where one of the communities in Algos is the labor camps, right? Maybe we come up with an area where these labor, the people who live in these labor camps need a social area, whether it's for them to play cricket or it's for them to sit down and just have a chance to sit down and, you know, interact with each other. Something like that could be an example that comes out of it.
So these that's quite they're quite big ambitions to have.
Yes.
How do you find how do you implement those kind of ideas once you've completed the labs? How do you translate that, and are you working with any of the municipalities and the governments how to actually action the...
Well, that's the plan.
Okay.
I mean, the MENA labs are really, that's why I said they're research-based. Mm. It's just to find out what's needed and then figure out a way with the community of, okay, how could we actually implement these? And what kind of ideas do you have? Because you're the ones who are living in these areas. You're the ones who are using these areas. You would be the best people to tell us, you know, what should be done. But once we have a really solid proposal, have done some prototyping, really investigated it much further, that's where we would be in a position where we can actually head to some authorities. Mm-hmm. And we've been very lucky to have sponsors like Emirates Foundation, Dubai Culture and Arts Authority. So we already have people from like the more policymakers government end who know about Tasmin and the kind of projects that we take or undertake. And I think it's just basically getting to a much more concrete kind of result from the MENA labs. And once we do have a solid proposal, that's when we would, inshallah, head to the authorities and try to get them implemented.
So what about your background? How did you get involved in this kind of... I mean, it sounds very scientific-based and it's very social-based as well.
Yes.
So how did you get involved in this?
Okay, well, me personally, I'm an educated architect.
Right.
Okay, and...
So would you would want to build something that...
Oh, I would, but please don't get us wrong. It's not really about just architects and urban planners. I mean, that's another thing why we've done this and why we're trying to get the community to get involved, because we feel like the urban scape is changing right now. Traditionally, historically, it's always been urban planners, government authorities, policymakers who actually decide how a city is built. But that's not right, because we feel the community, they're the ones who are going to be using it. Society is actually the ones, and it... the way an urban fabric is built actually affects how society grows, how people interact with each other. So they should be the ones who have a chance to say what should be done in it. Now, social responsibility part of it is, when I graduated from university, I had all these big dreams like everybody else. Like, I'm going to go out there and change the world. And I had my own very, very cynical opinions about the architecture and the urban scape in the country.
In this country?
And in this country, yes. And I was a little bit shocked from my first year is working.
Well, isn't Dubai an architect's playground? The freedoms that, you know, and the types of buildings that are here.
I don't
know
if that's really a very good thing, to be completely honest.
Not from an urban planning point of view, I guess.
No, but because the architects sometimes forget, or some of them tend to forget, that the building that you're building is not about what you want and how you want to design it. It's about the people who are going to be using it.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And you're not only shaping, I mean, it's not about having aesthetically a nice building. You have to think about the environment. Does it fit in with the climate that you're in? The people who are using it, does it fit in with their culture? Is it going to help them interact better? Is it going to help them live a better life? And both Yunsen and Adina have very, very strong passions about the same thing. Now, Yunsen is more of a graphic design, visual background, and Adina is also an architect with urban planning interests too.
Mm-hmm. So do you have the three of you already put together perhaps a hypothesis on results, and are you using this research to prove or disprove anything that you want to do?
We have ideas, but we'd rather not put a hypothesis, because we want it to really come out from the community. Tasmina itself as well is a non-profit organization, which is basically how the organization works. We're licensed in Europe as a design association, and it's by members. So really the community owns it. It's not us. We're not the ones who decide what it does, how it does it. It's going to be the members that are going to be part of Tasmina. And I forgot to mention earlier about the Jamja, that we were really lucky to collaborate with them, because if you think about it, we had Algos in our heads from 2010. And actually from the MENA lab that we first started in Bestekir, a lot of people focused mainly on Al-Khor and Satwa, and a little bit on the Business Bay area and Sheikh Zayed Street. Nobody thought about Algos. So it was really amazing when we did our earlier, we did a spring walk in April, which was cutting through from Burj Khalifa area straight to Jumeirah through Satwa and Al Wasl area. And that's where we had a chance to interact with Jamjar, and they found out about these walk and workshops that we do series, and they said, okay, let's focus on Al Ghost this time.
Well, Nazreen, we have run out of time. Okay. Nazreen, the co-founder of Tasmina, you are running the mini labs in discovering Al Khuz from the Jamjar, which is the information night is on the 1st of October.
It's on the 1st of October, 7 o'clock at the Jamjar.
At the Jamjar. So if anyone's interested, they can just turn up at the Jamjar.
They can just turn up, but it's better if they email, because we need to know numbers of people who are going to be participating. Just email info@tasmina.net.
And that's T-A-S-M-E-N-A .net.
Yeah.
Nasreen, thank you so much for your time and good luck. And hear all about it after the labs have been done. So shukran, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.